Willie Jackson joining us for a korero today. Tēnā koe, Willie, thanks for joining us. Hi there, mate. Let's start, if we can. I want to talk about Te Piri Mō Rākau, also the polls, a little bit about that. But thoughts on the Māori Language Awards, which were held at the end of last week, and the growing number of reo speakers that Labour put a lot of money into Te Reo Māori, with your support too. Do you see the government also having a strong commitment to continued funding for Māori resources in the Māori revitalisation space, Willie?
You wouldn't have thought we put anything into it. Betty Hodaki gave me the worst table and the worst seats. But anyway, that's another story. You're talking about with the Māori Language Awards, eh, Dale, right? Is that what you want me to comment on, the Māori Language Awards or the Māori, or my seat and table?
Well, listen, let's start with your seat and the table. Did others get in front of you, Willie Jackson? I mean, what, have they put you at the back of the room now?
Yeah, right at the back in the corner. Yeah, thanks, Betty Hodaki, for the worst table and worst seats. But hey, that's what happens when you're a former minister. I suppose you just said go down there, and you're lucky. We were lucky to even see anyone. But hey, that's how it goes. It was still a wonderful night. Tarns and I, we found people in the end. It was really good, you know. We managed to find our way out of there somewhere, but. You wouldn't have thought we were the government who totally supported this entity, which we do. And I'm really proud to have been the minister. And, that's how it goes, eh? You know, I understand how some people think, and it's a bit sad that they relegate us that way, but I suppose that's how it goes. But I was just pleased to be there. And it was a wonderful night, you know, to see the way that people are approaching their challenges in terms of Te Reo Māori, Pākehā, Māori, ethnics all around the country. The challenge is not about being, you don't have to be experts in language, but can you participate in our language? Can you survive? Can you contribute? And, you know, everyone around the country, not everyone, but lots of people are doing that. And that and that's where I mihi to Ngahi Weapanui and Awinia Higgins, the CEO and the chair, who I was really proud to work with in my last three years as the Minister of Māori Development, innovative, creative, doing things. So, you know, it was just a lovely night from that side, despite my table and chair being tucked away in the corner where no one could see us. Not that I want to be seen or anything, but I wouldn't have minded seeing the stage. But despite that, and the other thing, I don't like to be too critical, but they should have had an MC. I'm being picky there, but Julian Wilcox was there, and Martha Smith was there, and I thought, oh my goodness, I've never seen an event without an MC before, so I'm not sure why they dumped Julian, but I think that, I'm just saying from a perfect position, if they wanted a perfect award, you really got to have an MC, and I think that was a good example of why you need a good MC, Dale, you know, a bit like something you and I went to the next night, but I won't go there. But that aside, the kaupapa of Tautawhiti remains fantastic. What they're doing, what they're doing in society. I'm really proud to support them, and I'll be really worried if this government was cutting back funding and resourcing to a little, it's not a big organisation, but it's a small organisation that makes a huge contribution in terms of Te Ao Māori in this country. So, Tim Portaka's got to go to bat for them. He's got to go to bat for this organisation that is so meaningful in terms of New Zealand society, Dale.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Bad seat, still, I suppose, a pay rise might alleviate some of your concerns.
Well, I don't normally pay for. We don't normally pay for the seat, so what pay rise? Pay rise is not normally going to do anything. Normally, these seats, when you go as an MP or minister or whatever, you're a guest. And at least I've still got, I suppose, a free seat. Hey, that's the other side of it.
Okay, let's go across to, well, a quick flick through the polls. Everyone's quite dismissive because it's early in the political cycle, but even so, some pretty encouraging signs and a reminder to those who didn't vote, don't you think, Willie, that their vote does count. I mean, the swing through the middle could change the government, and sometimes people think, oh, it's only one vote, it doesn't mean anything. Tell that to Penny Henare or to our new MP for Tamaki Makaurau, Tash. So, you know, your vote does count, and the swings through the middle here in the latest one variant political poll is indicative of that. What did you read into the polls, or like others, do you not bother at this time?
Of course we bother, because we have to bother, because we've got journalists telling us that we're irrelevant and we have to get our act together, you know. So you've seen and heard that narrative, oh, Labor's not doing anything, oh, they're not, Chippy's not performing. This is, you know, so some people develop that narrative. I've been saying for the last couple of months, we're in the time of irrelevance. You know, when you're the opposition in the first 6-12 months, you're largely irrelevant. So the largely irrelevant opposition, according to the TVNZ poll, would have been the government if there was an election yesterday. So that's how irrelevant we've been, which shows you what the hell is this government doing. Well, this government is too extreme, and people are sick of it, and that's been reflected not just in that poll, but you would have seen in internal polls, whether it's our poll, National Party polls, have told them they're crashing. They're crashing. It's not just a one-off TVNZ poll. This Prime Minister's in trouble. Why do you think he sacked Melissa Lee? Why do you think he sacked Penny Simmons? That's all about a show of strength. Oh, I'll deal with these non-performing ministers, right? So, oh, well, they're an easy hit. We'll hit Penny and Melissa. But never mind David Seymour and Winston Peters and Shane Jones, who say whatever they like and do whatever they like. And so these polls are a reflection of what this government is doing, and most New Zealanders have had enough of them, so it's a huge turnaround, and his unpopularity is unprecedented, and I tell you, if he continues like this, he might not be the Prime Minister in the next 6-12 months, you know, because there's no way National, if they keep falling in the polls, will put up with it. So really good for us. It shows that our work is on top of the huge dissatisfaction is starting to resonate.
Tēnā koe. I know you didn't take any personal joy in seeing Melissa lose her job, but you did say that you didn't think that she was up to it. And while the government might suggest that it was acting emphatically with her removal and the role going to Goldsmith, the reality is that somebody put her there in the first place, so obviously a political misstep from the get-go.
Well, no, let's be clear on this. She deserved to be there. She had her history is in broadcasting. She was the opposition broadcasting spokesperson for 6 years. So, no, it was not a political misstep to put her in there at all. She was the obvious broadcasting minister. Given that she had been that opposition spokesperson for 6 years, she had successfully taken out Claire Curran, and she was always a very formidable opposition spokesperson against Whāwhoi and myself, against Chris and myself. No doubt about that. So let's just be clear about that. But secondly, we had no idea that, you know, she would go missing as a minister, you know. So I honed in on that. I did my job in terms of just keeping the pressure on her. I make no apologies for that, because that's what we do. That's the game we're in, the game we play, you know. She was just as robust and formidable against me. I never once, believe it or not, we were going back, said for her, I was asked, should she not be in the job? I said, no, she should do her job. But she did not perform. She said it way off the mark. I was surprised, given her background and history, that she was so off the mark. She was I just couldn't believe it at times. But I think some of that is because the government were not supporting her. And so she was missing in action. So I make no apologies for the strategy and attacks that I put on her, and in the end she was gone. But she was probably a lot of that was self-inflicted too. In terms of what happened afterwards, I learned a long time ago that you don't want to be dancing on the graves of people after they taken out. She's still a strong woman. She's still someone who's a minister. She would have been in deep depression. So I don't dance around and go, "Oh, good job, Melissa." I just wish her all the best. What's happened has happened. And I know the media were wanting me to celebrate and say, "Oh, Willie Jackson's got a scalp," but that's just not my style. That's also not Priyanka Radhakrishna's style either, who was the person who went after Penny Simmons, who was a disability minister. So we're just doing our job, but we're not, I don't think it does anyone any good dancing around afterwards saying, "Good job, Penny, good job, Melissa." It's just get on with the job and put pressure on the next minister.
Thank you. Thank you, Willie. Were you at the reading of Te Pirimo Raka at Pipitea yesterday? Perhaps they might have found you a little seat somewhere at the back of the room.
Sadly, I wasn't there, but I spoke on the debate yesterday, and Tuku Morgan spoke to me afterwards, and I spoke about how this is really good that we come together as a parliament. And you hear beautiful kōrero from all sections of the house, but there's still something hovering in the background, and it's called this dirty, rotten government. Who on one hand say this is wonderful, we're coming together, we're recognising mana whenua, we're recognising Māori rights, and then on the other hand they're trying to take Māori rights away. So I made that very clear in my speech that it's all good we're here and good, well done, Tama. And Tama, we need you to continue with your support. But actually what we really need you to do is stand up and say to these other guys to bugger off, like Māori rights are sacrosanct, Māori rights are here forever and a day. Mana whenua rights must be preserved. We can't just have it for this kaupapa, but we need it across all different kaupapa. So I was making those types of points in the first reading yesterday, it's always a little bit off the kaupapa because everybody's talking about love and everything and about how we all come together. But I really wanted to make those points. I had an opportunity yesterday while we're talking about the house, to pay a tribute to Fessel Collins. So that was a really good hour that we had, paying our tributes to Fessel Collins yesterday. And then we met with his family afterwards, who all gave us a bit of a gift. So that was a very special hour that we had with our tributes to Fessel yesterday.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us again today. All the best for the week ahead. Willie Jackson on Wednesday mornings at 8:10. Thank you, Willie.
Kia ora, brother.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. 8:24.